Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Maggie is out today. Andrew Bogusch is in. But all things are coming up, Maggie. She has the take of the year, self-proclaimed take of the year, that it's the year of the drought buster. It looks like the Oilers are still alive in the Stanley Cup final. They came back to beat the Panthers last night in overtime so they could break Canada's drought going back to 1993. Meanwhile, U.S. Open, we'll see if there's any droughts to be busted there. Rory, of course, was part of Maggie's take that he finally won the Masters. But I got to tell you, I don't know if you saw the highlights from Oakmont. Oh, my God. Some of the shots in the rough, they look like us. Rory, Bryson DeChambeau, they had some shots that were hysterical. I'm all in. I love how difficult this course is. A couple guys are scoring there, but I am so excited. Wife's out of town this weekend, Father's Day weekend, NBA Finals, hockey, golf. Let's go, Andrew Bogusch.
But your wife is gone, but your daughters are still there.
But they have parties.
So they're going to be out of the house too?
They'll be, they're 13 and 14. They don't even care that I exist anymore. They don't get in the way. My wife and I fight over the big flat screen sometimes.
My daughter is 14, and she's completely self-sufficient. So like if we're home, she could be doing an arts and crafts thing, walking the turtle. Like she doesn't need me. My son cannot be on his own. Whether it's me or my wife or my daughter,
very dependent.
He just goes from one person to the next, demanding attention and entertainment.
Sounds like Andrew Bogusch.
Or he needs to be playing PlayStation or on his iPad. So if you want to get him off a screen, then you have to do something. You have to toss him or listen to trivia questions or but no, because then he tries to make up his own.
Who hit the first home run of the 2022 Mets season?
Right, or like he tries to...
Benny Agbayani.
He thinks he knows the answer, but then because he's 11, he doesn't know how to correctly like verbalize it. So then I'm like answering a different question than he intended, but it's the question that he asked out loud. So then he's mad that I'm not following along.
You know what that sounds like? Bad parenting.
I have a question, and I know our boss, Ryan Hurley, said the same thing. His teenage kids will not watch a show on the big screen. They'd much rather watch on their phone. And it's something about, so they can watch without having an annoying parent over the shoulder asking, hey, who's that? What's this? Like, oh, that woman is dressed funny or something.
Well, yes. Their first choice is the iPad to watch something.
iPad or a phone.
No, not a phone. They'll watch like YouTube videos on their phone, but they would, like my son will watch.
For hours.
Yeah, if you don't stop them.
Me too, by the way.
But like my son all of a sudden likes Family Guy, Modern Family.
Oh.
And he'll watch that on the actual TV.
Okay, that's good. I did all of Modern Family. Actually, we're almost on our second go through of Modern Family. It's a great family show because kids.
Modern.
Basically, my kids think I am Phil Dunphy, the dad. And,
okay, I see it.
it's ridiculous. You guys see me here at work. I'm basically at home. I'm like trying to do magic tricks and things. Like I'm trying to entertain them. A big goofy.
So you're cool here, is what you think?
No.
I can just imagine Perloff picking up the phone. Yellow.
By the way, we got to get it back on track with sports, but real quick, my parents think Phil Dunphy hits on Sofia Vergara's character too much.
Who is that?
Phil Dunphy is the dad in Modern Family who is married.
No, I think he's disappointed in your pronunciation.
Sofia Vergara.
Yeah.
Sofia Vergara.
Nope.
Vergara.
What is it?
Vergara.
That wasn't that far. You
said like Vaquero.
Sofia Vergara.
Sonny Vaquero.
She's not pushing Adidas sneakers on people.
Oh, come on.
Manny's out.
I'll shut my mic off. Go ahead, Pearl.
You know what? I tried to get Andre Scalaga on my Montreal Mount Olympus. I tried to get
El Gato Grande.
Carlos Arroyo.
That was pretty good.
That one worked.
Good roll of the arm.
Yeah, but unfortunately, we're doing Mount Olympus in a moment for San Diego. Carlos Arroyo is not making anyone in Mount Olympus. Okay.
Puerto Rico.
NBA Finals Game 4 tonight.
Pacers in six, baby. Pacers in six.
I'll admit I had the Thunder winning easily. Here's the thing. Everybody else did too. But now I feel like the media is talking about like, oh, we saw this coming from the Pacers. You really didn't. And by the way, nobody saw what happened coming. Game one, the Oklahoma City Thunder's defense was so punishing. Every time the Indiana Pacers took a dribble, somebody was stealing the ball. It was 25-7 in the turnover differential. Then game three, it's almost the opposite. I know the turnovers were close, but what happened to that stifling Oklahoma City defense? Indiana seemed completely comfortable in the second half of that game.
Yeah, the Pacers happened. T.J. McConnell is an actual NBA player.
No. He's an NBA Finals star. NBA player. Yeah, I know he's
three.
A competent NBA player.
10 points.
He had a good game three.
Yeah, 10 points.
You knew Benedict Mathurin was a Finals star. Even getting 10 points in a final, I had T.J. McConnell as a Sixer. I never said, well, that guy's going to be a major contributor on an NBA Finals team.
Because you knew you were going to be in the Finals.
He's a 5'11 point guard in a league where even Jalen Brunson's too short. Yeah, I just think this is surprising. To me, I did not see the Pacers going up 2-1 the way they have. I did not see the Thunder losing every loose ball in a game. The Thunder go 10 deep. They are relentless on defense. They are not a team that gets out-hustled, and that's exactly what happened in Game 3.
So I see your point in that there is some kind of Monday morning quarterback here, some backdoor head nodding. So you're not going into a game predicting, banking on Benedict Mathurin scoring 27 points.
Yep.
But when he scores 27 points in 22 minutes, you can't be that surprised because he has done this before.
No, I'm not.
He had a game in round two, I think, where he set a record for the fewest minutes to score 20 points.
20 points in 12 minutes,
game.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I know Mathurin can do that.
So, that's the thing.
I just jumped on Mathurin because it was an easy example. The style, and I know the Pacers want to get the game going fast, and I just thought the Thunder would be the one team that could handle that because they're so deep. And they have players like Lou Dort and Kayson Wallace and Alex Caruso who seem built for that to me. They should be able to thrive in that. What happened in Game 3 was shocking. SGA got exhausted and was turning the ball over left and right. Indiana made him work on both sides of the ball. Incredible job by head coach Rick Carlisle. We'll see if Oklahoma City can make the adjustment. But let's go out west for today's Mount Olympus of the Maggie and Perloff Show.
It's time to feast your ears on Maggie and Perloff's Mount Olympus.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're doing four sports gods from every major sports city. Today, it is San Diego. Andrew Bogus, who's filling in for Maggie today, who is off on parts unknown. She wouldn't tell Manny, even though it's his birthday. I actually know where she is. No big deal. Humble brag.
I know where she is, too, but there was another funny moment in the newsroom around her trip.
No. She screwed something up again on this?
No. It was just we were going down that path on Wednesday morning when she was leaving. We were all saying, have a good trip. Nico Scarlatos, who was on the board yesterday on the show, said, where are you going? She said, Florida, which is a whole state.
Okay.
And then Nico started to try to drill what city and then what neighborhood. I was like, Nico, this is not working. Maggie tells no one where she's going. Nico almost wanted GPS coordinates.
Okay. Now you told the world where Maggie is.
I said the state. You want to transport, you know, crisscross the whole thing to find her? Be my guest.
Tallahassee.
Punta Gorda.
Well, she could be in San Diego. That is the topic of the moment. Mm,
she's not.
Share with us, Andrew Bogish, Maggie's list. So Maggie sent in her list.
Yes.
Four sports gods of San Diego.
Now, I don't have the logic behind these picks. I just have the names. This one needs no explanation. This one is the obvious one. Can't have a Mount Olympus of San Diego without Tony Gwynn.
Hey. Serious.
He's got to be in this four. So there is Tony Gwynn.
He almost makes it for basketball. For college basketball.
There are some other possible Padres, but Tony Gwynn, no matter what, is in everyone's four here. I would argue that Junior Seau should be in everyone's four as well in San Diego, and Maggie has him there as well.
Girl, you got it.
She throws in a second Charger that's not a quarterback. Maggie has LaDainian Tomlinson in her San Diego Olympus. And then we get into what I was surprised by, the amount of non-team athletes that... or some that were play on team sports that were born in San Diego that didn't necessarily do their thing in San Diego. Maggie's fourth Mount Olympian is Phil Mickelson, San Diego native.
Yeah.
Legendary golfer. Good gambler at times.
I thought you were going to go.
Sure about that last part?
At times.
I thought you were going to go Tony Hawk, actually, for some reason.
Not, I can't.
Yeah. Phil makes a lot of sense for San Diego. Okay. Those are great choices to probably win the poll today. I also went with LaDainian Tomlinson. Probably, you know, is he the greatest Charger of all time? I think you could have that debate. There's a lot of other famous Chargers. I went with Tony Gwynn. I mean, honestly, that one doesn't even need discussion. So those two spots, I think, are solid. Now we get controversial. I want to give a little more love to the Padres. Because the Padres are a huge deal out in San Diego. So I said, you know what? I'm going to ignore everything else, and I'm going to put a second Padre on there. And the guy I went with was Trevor Hoffman. All right. How long does this take to hit?
How many bells are there?
All right. Here we go. Yes.
Here he comes.
Yes. Door opens. You're in trouble. You are in trouble because Trevor Hoffman is running to the mound and he is bringing lightning in that right arm. Oh.
The greatest righty closer of all time.
Really?
I was waiting for Manny's reaction.
Wait.
I'm kidding.
I was about to go lefty. You're saying, like, you don't want Billy Wagner or somebody? Like, well, who's the lefty closer that is better?
No, I'm just saying he's better than Mariano Rivera. That was a shot for Manny.
But the right, I mean, like, you know, it's so funny. My brain, wait, was Rivera lefty? What are you talking about? What? Because usually when you say right-handed, that means it's like Aaron Judge just won the American League home run championship. Like, you have a reason to say the caveat.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to make sure Manny got my point. I thought saying righty reliever for some reason was making it even more clear that this is a Mo Rivera shot.
Okay, 7-time All-Star, 2-time one of my favorite awards, and I don't even know if they still have it, Rolaids Relief Man Award.
It's actually called the Trevor Hoffman Award now.
Yeah.
Oh, it is it? Oh,
it is. Not Rivera Award.
I didn't even know.
It is in the American League, but whatever.
If he was so good, he'd have both leagues, Manny.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so my fourth spot went back to the Chargers. Now, listen. Junior Seau, I'd have been in San Diego. I think I was in Junior's restaurant. I did a show there once, way, way back. Did a couple shows back when I worked for the NFL. Did you know I worked for the NFL? I don't even know if we got into this.
You've worked for too many places.
Yeah.
You should be 75 years old by the amount of jobs you've had.
So I worked for the NFL, and we did a lot of shows in San Diego because NFL executives loves going to San Diego for obvious reasons. It's gorgeous. And we did a show at Seau's, but... for some reason, I want to go quarterback. And I got in my head, I want to put either Philip Rivers or Dan Fouts. So I went to the resumes. And you know what? Dan Fouts is a no-brainer Hall of Famer for what he did in his era leading those late 70s, early 80s Chargers teams. To me, that is Mount Olympus worthy. He is a sports god. Philip Rivers is right behind him. But I got to go with Fouts as my fourth sports god of San Diego. So you can weigh in here. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Who's right, Maggie or me? And who do you think is the biggest sports god in San Diego? I looked at Mickelson, of course. I just have a little bit of an issue with golf in particular because you're so spread out. You know, Tiger, where did you put Tiger? Did you put him in...
Well, so I mean,
Stanford?
Or yeah, I hear you. But I've been beating this drum since you guys first thought of this idea because you need to be able to... This can't be just a team sports exercise. Yeah. You have to be able to include individuals like Joe Louis in Detroit, or Muhammad Ali in Louisville. Like, you need to...
We're not doing Louisville.
No, I know. Yeah. Like, you need... Like, yeah. he would be the example. Like, to me, that's where you would put him. If we were doing, you know, if we were doing this globally... Rafael Nadal would have to be in Spain, and Federer would have to be, I guess, in Switzerland. You need their birthplace because you can't put Tiger in Atlanta as Augusta adjacent.
Yeah. That's a good point.
So you need to have these people represented, and the only way to do it is to put them where they come from. So Phil, absolutely. Now he might. You can make an argument where there's four better, but Phil is a very worthy candidate in this exercise.
Yeah, and also Phil is definitely identified with San Diego and the whole area. Does Nadal make Spain's Mount Olympus?
Yeah.
I'm just joking. It's a joke. Relax. Let's go to Sean in Oregon. Sean, what are your thoughts on our San Diego Mount Olympus?
Well, I can't believe I heard Phil Mickelson on there.
Why is that?
You know, well, if I'm going to put somebody that's from San Diego and is a legend there, there's a guy that has two bronze statues in San Diego. His name's Sir William Walton.
Oh, yeah. I was once in San Diego, and Bill Walton rode by me on a bike and waved. Awesome. But explain to me, though, why San Diego? Like, it's not just where he's from. Like, Bill Walton was part of the community, as I understand.
Big time. That's where he's got his statue down there. One of them's down at the bike park where he liked to ride his bike. And another statue he's got in front of Walton's gym.
Yeah, and he was born technically, Sean, help me out, in La Mesa, California, which is a suburb of San Diego.
I'm not sure on that one.
Well, call us if you're from San Diego to clarify that. But Bill Walton, I got to say one thing, Sean. His career probably a little cut short. I put him on my Portland one. Honestly, I know he won two NBA titles. Probably could have done a little more. And L.A. makes sense for him because of UCLA.
I just got such a love for him. I'm just trying to spread the love, brother. And when I heard San Diego and then I heard Phil Mickelson, I'm like, you can't put Phil Mickelson on there instead of Bill Walton.
All right, Sean.
Bill Walton, have a great day, you guys.
So Bill Walton, by the way, played for the San Diego / LA Clippers from 79 to 85. I don't know what year they moved from San Diego to the Clippers.
I think he was there for most of their time in San Diego, if I'm not mistaken.
I just think
up here. He played only one season for the L.A. Clippers. The other seasons were for the San Diego Clippers.
It's so funny that I don't think most casuals know that the Clippers were in San Diego. I'm being serious. Like,
yeah. I knew they were in San Diego. I would not have known that Bill Walton played for the San Diego Clippers.
I
didn't know the Clippers were the Buffalo Braves once until I went out to Buffalo when I started going to school there.
So what is the deal, by the way, with Bob McAdoo and the Clippers? Because I actually saw him.
Former Nick.
Bob McAdoo played for the Buffalo Braves, never made the trip to San Diego.
That's correct. Yeah. But I think he's still, like, in their Clipper record books, I think he still is there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Which he should. That's the franchise.
Yeah, it's the same franchise. I just moved around.
Yeah. I will say, too, on this topic, I was surprised how many elite athletes are from San Diego. Yeah. I mean, bigger cities, New York, L.A., like, that's going to be a long list. But San Diego, you've got Phil Mickelson, we've already mentioned. You've got Ted Williams is a San Diego native. You've got Bill Walton. Gail Devers, one of the greatest track athletes of all time, is from San Diego. Greg Louganis is from San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
There's the Stiers of all time.
Are you surprised? It's warm 12 months a year. Athletes are outside and
practicing. Reggie Bush is from San Diego.
Do you know how many quarterbacks are from San Diego?
No, I know. It just felt like a very concentrated number of, like, also top echelon people. Yeah. Not just like, a guy that played in the NFL or any pro athlete. Like, people who... Because this has become, again, I like this little subcategory of people from a city, not that played in the city.
Yep.
And there's a lot of possibilities for San Diego that earned that, like, could have earned that fourth spot as a San Diego native, not a Padre or Charger.
By the way, San Diego's so beautiful. I don't know why you want to lift a weight or any strenuous effort. That is my favorite city in America.
Agreed. I think it is, by the way, the highest concentration per person of NFL players are from San Diego. Let's go to Michael in San Diego. Michael, who did we leave off that should be on our Mount Olympus of sports gods?
I think a trendsetter in Tony Hawk. I know you guys talked about the skateboarders a little up north. We don't talk about LA, but Tony Hawk transformed skateboarding. ESPN, X Games created his own video game for it. I mean, we don't talk about the Chargers that much around here anymore, but Dan Fouts, Phillip Rivers, Junior Seau, LT, those are all legends. But this is just a Padre Tam now.
I looked at Tony Hawk. You know what though, like, I've watched a lot of skating documentaries. Sell out a little bit. Would you maybe go with some of the older school guys, the 70s guys? Michael, sounds like you know the sport.
I mean, I'm born and raised San Diego, grew up skateboarding. I guess I'm late 80s kid, so Tony Hawk is kind of like an idol to most of us growing up. I don't know about a sellout. I think I did see the documentary you're probably talking about.
Dogtown,
Where his dad kind of really transformed skateboard competition.
So, he made it more professional.
Exactly. So I guess you can kind of sell out, but also he stepped away from skateboarding because it started burning him out. Because it was all about the money and stuff like that, but he wanted the love of skateboarding. But I can see where your point too is.
No, I mean, listen, I'm a huge fan of Tony Hawk. Thank you, Michael.
You keep taking shots at him.
Well, I mean, listen, like, as somebody who watched all these films, like, there were these real badasses who would go break into your empty pool and skate and did not do it for the money. Tony Hawk took skating into the professional level. And, you know, as a former punk rocker like myself, there is definitely Tony Hawk is viewed differently in that world. I think he is like the ultimate, he's a face of the sport, but he's not like the guys like me who like to shred. I mean, we kind of view it differently.
Just go to break.
I mean, come on. Tony Hawk's a billionaire. Like, this is a sport that was formed under different circumstances. This is a sport that was done as a rebel activity, not as something to make millions of dollars with sponsors.
I have to be honest. I would have never thought of Tony Hawk. I would have never thought of a skateboarder in this exercise.
Gosh, you guys are killing me behind there.
I'll take the heat for that. It's not the same as suggesting like a wrestler for one of these things.
Oh, we'll get there. No, I have one.
But I would not have been in like the parameters of trying to find a person. So my bad. Because it's very valid.
EJ, you should watch Lords of Dogtown this weekend. There's a documentary about it, about Tony Alva, and the skateboarders were borderline criminals. I'm not even saying that. Like, it was a sport of rebels and guys who were fighting against society. Then Hawk, in this movie, was portrayed as sort of coming on the wave of those guys and decided, I got to be more commercial. So
I don't know that makes him less great.
He's great. I mean, obviously. Yeah. But I think in the skateboard, I'd like to hear from a skateboarder or two. I doubt any of those guys who watched the guys of the 70s are still around, because those guys also like to party. Well, unlike Manny on his birthday tonight. Listen, if you were with Tony Alva, all-time great skateboarder, he would take you out and show you a good time.
None of your old friends from your shredding days are around to come on and help us here?
Did you skateboard? You look like you could have skateboarded.
No, I couldn't. I tried.
My lack of coordination was a bit of a problem. Yeah. All right, we want to hear from you.
Barely survived the bike.
Yeah. We want to hear from you. San Diego, Mount Olympus for sports guys, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I'll tell you some of the names that almost made my list next. Maggie and Perloff Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Of course, that's Blink 182, right, from San Diego. So we're doing the Mount Olympus, four sports gods from every city. Today is San Diego. I went with Tony Gwynn, Trevor Hoffman, LaDainian Tomlinson, and Dan Fouts. Who did Maggie go with, folks?
Maggie also has Tony Gwynn and LaDainian Tomlinson, plus Junior Seau and Phil Mickelson.
Let's go to Chris in Vancouver. Chris, who did we miss?
Well, this guy, he spent about 60 years in your guys' industry, Dick Enberg.
Oh, yeah, the best.
That guy's a legend.
Legend, and also very San Diego, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're going to go with a technicality with a guy who was from San Diego, Marcus Allen is a San Diego
that's
native.
A good one.
Yep, big deal in San Diego.
What else do I got? Oh, and Philip Rivers, I know you mentioned it.
Yep.
Maybe in the bedroom, but that's why he makes Mount Olympus. But I mean, that guy might be pumping out 12 athletes. We'll find out. Anyways.
No doubt. Appreciate the call,
on
Chris.
On Father's Day, too, no less.
No
That's a good
doubt.
Philip Rivers
yeah,
mention.
He deserved acknowledgement. All right, let's go to Carlos. Carlos, who has to be on the San Diego Mount Olympus?
Yeah, I mean, I think you guys are dead on. I'm from Carlsbad.
Okay.
Here on the coast. So, you know, skate-wise, my boy, professional skateboarded. All these names you said are fine. Tony Hawk was basically more commercial than anything. So for the love of skating, there's a lot of soul skaters, like Soul Surfers. Rob Machado is one of them. But, I mean, if you talk to any San Diego, it's basically Tony Gwynn and what's his name, Fouts.
Dan Fouts.
But yeah. don't forget about Brian Sipe.
Brian Sipe was Cleveland.
Don't forget,
is he from San Diego?
Yes. And then don't forget about Sean Salisbury.
Oh, well,
he's from Yeah, he's from Orange Lane also. So there's a huge baseball, you know, line of players too. So
absolutely.
To me, those two, when you talk to anybody, is Gwynn and Fouts.
Hey, so Carlos, have you ever been to the Callaway Center there in Carlsbad?
Yeah, that was right by my house.
It's
about
awesome.
A couple miles up the road.
Yeah, it's one of the coolest places.
Yeah.
It's the coolest place.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carlos. Ed Callaway, even they fit you for clubs there. They have a famous little lab. It didn't help my game at all. But if you were good at golf, it would be heaven on earth. They have this incredible facility. It's like they can, in the matter of hours, they can fit your clubs to exactly your swing. Incredible place. That's a humble brag that I went to the Callaway thing in Carlsbad. And Phil Mickelson lives right around there. I guess that's officially San Diego. Let's go to Lance. Who should we have for our four sports gods of San Diego?
I'm going to say Jimmy Johnson.
Yep.
He's from El Cajon, which is a suburb of San Diego. I'll go with Fouts. I'm going to go kind of way out here with Ricky Johnson. He's a motocross champion. Yeah, 5 or 6 time motocross champion, I think, back in the 90s. And I'm going to go with Lance Allworth, man. I got to go with my name, you know? Mm.
Love. Yeah. Huge fan of Lance Allworth.
Andy.
Great nickname. The highlights are incredible. Thank you, Lance. I keep on name dropping here. My former boss, when I was at the Dan Patrick Show, her uncle was Lance Allworth and would tell stories about him all the time. He was a sports god. Now, I think he's a little too old school for this, but he was like, he's the Randy Moss of his era.
Right. Yeah, probably has been surpassed by more current Chargers.
Right. I mean, to put an old school guy on there, it's got to be like Babe Ruth level.
Right. An all-timer, all-timer.
Yeah, but is that a great name too?
Yeah.
Nickname Bambi. And my favorite, though, is Elroy Hirsch. That's the best old school.
Crazy legs.
That, and also Night Train Lane. That's another great nickname. All right, let's take one more Mount Olympus from San Diego. Let's go with Mike. Mike, who should be on our Mount Olympus of San Diego sports?
Well, that caller just hit hay up with Jimmy Johnson. He is a 7-time champion, which ties him with names like Richard Petty and Dale Earnhardt.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not just his Winston, not just his NASCAR. I mean, he was racing motorcycles in the desert for years and drove out in the West Coast with the ASA, too. So, you know, he's rarefied air. I know it breaks the old rule, but, you know, Maggie broke the seal. So, you know, he didn't actually race any tracks in San Diego.
Yeah.
Maybe on the weekends with his buddies, but that's about it. But, yeah. Manny, happy birthday.
Much love. Thank you.
Thank you,
and
Mike.
Happy Father's Day to the rest of you blokes.
You too, Mike. So, the funny thing, we were talking about Philip Rivers being a bedroom Hall of Famer. Jimmy Johnson makes a Mount Olympus on wives, too.
Well, I think we should point out, I guess, in Phillip's defense, just in case people are not aware, we are not saying that Philip Rivers was like a Lothario. Is that still a good reference? Like, sleeping around, he has, 9 to 12 children? He just seems very good at making babies.
It's 8:33 a.m. I think another one's coming out. Yeah,
with all the same lady, but they have created an entire team of Rivers kids.
Let's take one more. Let's go to Mike in San Diego. Mike, who should be on our Mount Olympus?
That would be Archie Moore, the boxer.
Okay. I actually did not know he was from San Diego. Can you just tell people who he is real quick?
Pardon me?
Can you tell people who don't know Archie Moore a little bit, just something about him? Because I know who he is, but I don't think the casual modern fan.
Well, that's back in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
And then they got a sports... man, I'm 80 years old. My brain's a little scrambled right now. He was a champion boxer, and he even was in a movie or two.
he
was that famous. But anyway, back to Bill Walton. He was from La Mesa, which is a suburb of San Diego. Ted Williams went to high school here, just like a bunch of other guys. I mean. It's just, San Diego is just a great town for baseball players, especially not necessarily who played for the Padres, but it's a homegrown area for baseball players. Always has been.
Awesome, thank you, Mike. I thought he was going to give us a little Archie Moore history lesson. Wasn't happening. He was a champion back in the '50s. Considered the great. I think he was a light heavyweight. I think he's considered by many to be the greatest ever. And he's from San Diego, so that was a good one. Bogues, you didn't put Archie Moore on your list?
No, I did not. I apologize for that. Is anyone going to mention Kawhi from San Diego State?
Nah, that's such a weird one.
Yeah, because he's from L.A. He went to San Diego State. He now lives in San Diego, which is weird. Because
I mean, we haven't gotten to Toronto yet.
Or San Antonio.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't think he's going to break in San Antonio. If you only get four names.
True.
Perloff also hasn't been to San Antonio yet.
There it is.
Oh, I've been to San Antonio, just not.
You haven't driven to San Diego yet. Yeah,
I got some plans. I'm working on that. All right, let's see. Change
for 18
subject.
Months.
Peter Schwartz, give us
stadiums
some headlines.
Get built.
Save me, Peter.
There we go. Christ's going to lose. Let's Manny's start. Going to cruise.
Let's start with game four of the Stanley Cup Final in Florida last night. Oilers spot the Panthers a 3-0 lead after the first period. Edmonton comes roaring back. Three goals in the second. Jake Woolman scores in the third to give the Oilers the lead. Sam Reinhart scores the tying goal for the Panthers with 20 seconds to go in regulation. And here's how the winner sounded on Panthers radio.
Bouchard backs into the Edmonton zone, gives to Ekholm. 8:48 to go here in the overtime frame. Podkolzin across, Dreisaitl in front. It rolls on goal and they score. Leon Dreisaitl put it to the net. It redirects in. Edmonton wins in overtime 5-4, and the series is tied at 2.
That was Doug Plagans on Panthers radio. Leon Dreisaitl scoring at 11:18. of overtime, and the Oilers cap off a remarkable comeback.
I think that's once again tells you that our group never quits, right? Like, I think we believe that no matter how bad it is, if we get over that hump of adversity, you know, we're going to keep pushing, we're going to keep coming, we're going to keep coming, and eventually it'll break.
The Oilers become the first road team in 106 years to win a Stanley Cup final game after trailing by 3 goals. Game 5 is tomorrow night in Edmonton.
That's a stat.
That is a stat.
By the way, how do we not have an R-rated broadcast yet that we could have that guy screaming, cursing, breaking things as the Panthers lose?
He was very despondent there.
Like the sad, heartbroken one. But like the guy could just be like, all of a sudden, there's just like 30 seconds of bleep, and you're hearing.
Son of a.
Yeah, and you're hearing desks get flipped over, things getting thrown around.
How do we blow three-goal lead? Son of a.
Pat McAfee can curse on ESPN. Why can't we get this dirty broadcast? I like it.
I'd like to pay a little subscription price for this for X-rated radio.
Hasn't been Maggie's take that like Tom Brady should be doing X-rated commentary because he's a good curser. She always talks about his ability to curse well. I didn't know that was actually a thing.
You just killed it, EJ. Nobody wants to hear Tom Brady.
Not in that voice.
I killed it. That's Maggie's take.
All right. I don't know. We don't need Tom Brady. We need hockey psychos. That's like... Tom Brady's too careful. I don't think... I want to hear
we should get Biz
real
and,
fans.
Biz and Wayne Gretzky together on an R-rated.
Oh, my God.
Gretzky again last night, man.
What about him?
Well, they brought up Taylor Swift being at the game last night.
Oh. And Wayne Gretzky heard of Taylor Swift.
Well, he goes, I've heard of her, but not Pink Pony, referencing the Pink Pony Club thing.
Sure.
I love that song.
Which is a fine line, but again, it looks like Gretzky is 90 years old and barely awake.
It's starting
to make me nervous that Wayne's not all there anymore.
Uh-oh.
Now, he recovers, as he talks hockey, he seems to get warmed up. But if it's not hockey... He's got nothing.
Dude, so, I love that the great one has no idea what's going on in today's culture.
Yeah, he must just watch the NHL Network and not put on anything else. You think he knows what's happening with TMZ? You think he's ever heard of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift?
He plays golf and he watches the hockey game directly in front of him, and that's it.
Is that a life that you guys want?
Yeah.
Honestly, I would not turn on it. If Janet was my wife.
Okay,
Peter, Pink Pony Club?
I do. I love that song.
We have about an hour and 20 minutes left on the show. Could you maybe sing part of it later for us? You famously sung on the show in the past. You did a lot of Macarena, and it was amazing.
It was horrible.
Could you give us a few bars, Pink Pony Club?
Give a little love into your Bonnie Macarena.
Yeah. Now, I think the audience needs to hear Peter Schwartz singing Pink Pony Club in hour 4. Please.
All right.
Yes. Okay. There he is.
Yes.
We'll give you a shot of tequila, and you can have some...
Tequila.
Oh, right. Tequila. Whatever.
Manny, you can have your song. Happy birthday, buddy.
Tequila.
Manny, you were not excited for this birthday. It's already turning out better than you thought.
Pico de Goyo.
Any more quick headlines?
Huh?
Any more headlines?
It's the same stuff from last hour.
Let him rest his voice.
Okay.
Yeah. Rest your voice. We want to hear from you on the San Diego Mount Olympus. Four sports gods from the city of San Diego or played in San Diego. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. There are some great calls, some names we forgot. We want to hear from you. Maggie and Perloff Show.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. I just checked out the chat on the Maggie and Perloff feed, Infinity Sports Network YouTube page. Stop by. A lot of happy birthday wishes to Manny. I think Manny is having a better day than he thought, because you seemed down all week, but now things are turning your way, Manny. Is that fair to say?
Little by little, little by little.
All right, we're doing.
Are you afraid of 28? Is that what's going on here?
I'm afraid of 30. That's what I'm afraid of.
Oh, okay.
It gets way worse. Okay, we're doing the San Diego Mount Olympus for Sports Gods. Give us a call, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's go to Ben. Ben, who should we have on our Mount Olympus for San Diego?
I got a couple mentions. I'd say the legendary broadcaster, Teddy Leitner.
Okay.
And his runner-up, Jerry Coleman, legendary for years for sports out here. And then Peter Seiler, the late owner of the Padres. Since the Chargers left, city's been a baseball town, and if Padres can actually put it together and win a championship, he's the first one really willing to spend money in San Diego and put a team together and give them their identity right now.
Awesome.
He's beloved here. I'd say those three.
Appreciate it, Ben. Ted, Bogues, you do some play-by-play. Those two names jump to mind?
I thought of Ted Leitner. I should have thought of Jerry Coleman. Yep. But Ted, voice of the Padres, voice of the Chargers, I think only recently, maybe a year or two, has stopped doing Padres games. He had already stopped doing Chargers games. Mm-hmm. A fabulous broadcaster, and I always want to include these guys.
Yep.
Vince Scully was definitely in play for L.A. Because the guys, yep. The connection on radio to these cities for guys who worked in, yep. 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, like it's very significant.
Part of the fabric of the sports community has happened with me in Philadelphia. Let's go to Jason in Indio, California. Jason, who did we miss?
Good morning. I'll go with the first two with, of course, Tony Gwynn.
junior sale, but.
Oops.
And Leroy Glover.
Okay, Jason, you're cutting out. Thanks for all. Yeah, Leroy Glover, love it. Tony Gwynn, obviously.
There's another Ricky Johnson motocross.
Yeah, another Ricky Johnson. Gosh, maybe I got to find out more about this guy. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, who would you put on your San Diego Mount Olympus?
Just names to mention, maybe, is Don Larson, David Wells, both played at Point Loma High School.
Yeah,
Bob Boone, Crawford High School.
I knew Wells. Actually, I did not know Don Larson.
Yes, both no-hitters, right, for the Yankees?
Yeah, those guys
games.
Had pretty good World Series, as I recall,
yeah,
folks.
Whatever.
All right, Kevin, appreciate the call. I mean, we're getting into the game with Mount Olympus. We're doing the four sports gods from each city. If a player is from there, do they make the list? And this feels especially relevant for San Diego.
And I know that you guys have said more than once, like, there are no rules in this, but yeah. I feel like you always need to have a rule or two. So I would defer to players from team sports have to go to the city that they played in. It's the individual sports, whether that's tennis, figure skating, skateboarding, motocross, that don't have a home field, a home court, they connect to the city that they're from. So I wouldn't put Ted Williams in the San Diego Mount Olympus because he belongs in the Boston conversation.
Yeah, he might not make that one.
I feel like we've kind of adopted that rule. I think that's been a rule that we've kind of allowed. Maggie was pushing back early on with Joe Louis, even though this arena literally named after him, where a team plays.
Right. But then she went with Phil Mickelson today.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot of leeway when it's an individual sport, where there's not a team associated with the city.
I think where the rule gets confused is when I think we talk about a guy who played for a team and then we mention that he's from the city, which I think
helps.
I think it's fine. Like, I think that definitely can help a case. It doesn't make that the total case, but I don't have a problem with that. I think that's where sometimes people have gotten confused.
Anyone surprised Maggie didn't go the forgiveness route with a pick and use the San Diego Chickens and she once erroneously tried to cancel him?
No joke. We had Angel Cataldi, the voice of Philadelphia sports for many years.
She said
the Philly fanatic deserved real consideration. Yeah. I'm telling you, as a Philadelphia native, if you're doing sports gods, the Philly fanatic was a serious thing. I know he's a funny mascot, but the chicken would have been great. Now, how many times have we had guys who actually are from a city and played in the city? There used to be a territorial draft, right? So and I think that the fact that Tony Gwynn went to San Diego State he would have made it anyway, but that solidifies it. I had Will Chamberlain in Philadelphia from Overbrook, played for the Warriors and the Sixers, so I thought that helped. But it's been kind of rare that a guy's from a city and played in a city, like LeBron, obviously, in Cleveland.
Right. I had Kareem in my L.A. four because of UCLA on top of Lakers.
Right. But you wouldn't put him in New York. Allowed. Right.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan, you wouldn't put in New York.
Exactly.
Wilmington.
That's the issue. Or even North Carolina. Although maybe, you want to do college.
Yeah.
Well, Steph Curry, born in Cleveland, too, or Akron, same hospital as LeBron. He did not make my Cleveland sports gods.
He also grew up in Toronto a little bit. Maybe he can make the Toronto sports gods.
Yeah. There are a few guys where are so associated with the city. For some reason, Clayton Kershaw was borderline for the L.A. Everyone knows, maybe it's because of the Stafford thing, that Clayton Kershaw's from Dallas.
Right.
It's just a weird thing.
You know he went to high school with Matt Stafford?
Where?
Clayton Kershaw. Did you know he went to high school in Stafford?
You know, it's funny. Lamar Jackson, I think everyone knows he's from Florida for some reason.
Yes.
Because there's that highlight from high school where he's juking out a guy at the goal line. It's maybe the most famous high school highlight of all time. So there are guys in San Diego. Reggie Bush, to me, I really associate him with San Diego.
Well, he's put 619 on his eye black.
Yep. Let's go to Big Friendly in California. Okay, Big Friendly, I don't know if you want to weigh in on San Diego, but you have... some words for Manny.
Yeah, okay, well, real quick. The late, great Tony Gwynn is from Long Beach and went to Long Beach Poly High School. So, but Manny Wapo, Manny Dallas, happy birthday, my man.
Appreciate you, friendly. What's up?
I got you. So listen, take this from a 6'4.5", 350-pound man. It works. This is what you need to do. You need to get cleaned up. I mean, shave, get the Latino look. Clean.
I have a mustache, bro.
Go in the. I know, but you can still clean it up, my man. You know, nice haircut. Go in the closet. Get something that's noticeable, but doesn't make you stick out.
Okay, my Jalen Brunson jersey. Okay.
There you go. Get some shoes. It's got to flow, Manny, from the head to the toes, baby. It's got to flow.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Now, You get the best cologne you got.
Mm-hmm.
Go. Do they have Dave and Buster's anymore?
Yeah.
I'm 49 years old.
Yeah,
okay. Okay.
I might be there later.
Hell yeah.
Okay. So now you want to go. You want to go where the women are. You don't want to ignore them.
That's not Dave and Buster's, though.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, like, any place where there is women. I'm older, so Dave and Buster's used to be a spot before the club they would go to. Go to mm-hmm. a place where there's women. Don't talk to them. Don't ignore them. Be in smelling range. And it's the reply, Manny. It's Wait, in the reply.
Is he smelling the girls, or we want them to
no.
smell him?
We want them to be able to smell him when they walk by. Women are attracted to a man who takes pride in his appearance and his hygiene. I'm a big man. I know this. I got more hits than Pete Rose in this game, baby. Trust me.
I'm writing all this down, Friendly. Appreciate it.
Hey, Friendly, you are the Mount Olympus of Maggie and Perloff show cars, because that was incredible advice. My favorite line, he goes, does Dave and Buster still exist? That
Be
was
in
great.
Smelling range.
Okay. More Mount Olympus, San Diego sports, and we will predict what happens in the NBA Finals. Maggie and Perloff.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.